请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始下午的学习来聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon study and our worship.
好，唱诗二十九首。
Let's sing hymn number 29.
我们前半个钟头我们要一起来学习如何做跟进的工作。
In the first half an hour, we will learn how to have effective follow-up.
那后半个钟头我们要分组来讨论。
And the latter half of the session, we will divide into groups to discuss.
让我们对很实际的怎么做跟进工作大家能够彼此互相来学习。
So that we can all learn from each other on ways on how to have effective follow-up.
那我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领我们今天下午的聚会。
Let's all kneel down and pray together for the Lord to guide our service this afternoon.
一起祈祷。愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们慕道朋友，我们还有另外一班哈，我们有一个很有系统要来查考圣经的道理啊，有这个。
So our truth seekers will be led by John to study the gospel.
Yeah. 胡先生他们要
So the truth seekers can go with John.
胡先我们大家都很希望我们教会能够不断的成长。
All of us hope that our church can continue to grow.
所谓成长就是指着我们越来越多人能够受洗加入我们教会。
And in terms of growth, it is shown by the number of people who are baptized and who come into our church.
那教会成长有三个因素。
And there are usually three aspects of how a church grows.
圣经说，保罗撒种，亚波罗浇灌，神叫他长大。
It says in the Bible that Paul will sow the seed and Apollos will water and the Lord will allow it to grow.
保罗撒种就是传福音。
So sowing the seed that Paul does means that he will preach the gospel.
也就是带慕道者到教会来。
Which is to bring truth seekers to the church.
我们感谢主啊，我们弟兄姊妹啊，有很多很热心带慕道者。
We thank God that we have brothers and sisters who have the zeal to bring truth seekers to church.
所以每个礼拜我们都有看到慕道者。
So every week we often see truth seekers in our church.
教会看起来就有一点活力。
And the church will be vibrant.
那第二步啊，就是亚波罗浇灌。
So the second step would be for Apollos to water.
这个浇灌啊，就是跟进。
To water is to tend to it.
也就是当这个种子开始发芽，你要去照顾它，让它长大。
Which means when the seed starts to grow, you need to take care of it so that it will grow.
那这就是我们现在要学习的。
And this is the part that we will learn today.
那第三个就是神叫它长大。
The third aspect is for God to allow it to grow and mature.
就是神祝福我们所做的工。
Which is that God blesses the work that we do.
那这个就是借着祷告。
And this is through prayer.
祷告啊，神跟我们同在同工。我们做的就会有果效。
So through prayer, God will abide with us, abide with our work, so that our fruit will born into labor.
所以为什么我们又这么一直强调说，我们早上早一点到教会来祷告
？And that is why we emphasize often to come to the church early to pray.
我们感谢主，我们大家生活都很平安。
We thank God that many of us have peaceful lives.
所以有时候跪下来不晓得要祷告什么。
So sometimes we kneel down, we do not really know what we should pray for.
但是如果我们想到神托付我们要传福音这个工作，
But if we think about the commission that God gave us to preach,
那我们就发现我们真的要常常为慕道朋友祷告。
Then we will realize that many a times we need to pray for our truth seekers.
还有一些受洗的啊，一些信徒的祷告。
And to pray for some of our members and those who have just been baptized.
啊，所以如果我们本身没有什么可以祷告，感谢主啊，我们来教会为着教会的圣工来祷告。
So if we personally do not have much to pray about, thank God, but we should come and pray for the work of the church.
所以这是我们啊要让教会圣工成长的三个很重要因素。
So these are the three very important points of how a church will grow.
就是传福音、跟进、祷告。
Which is to preach, to tend and upkeep and to pray.
那我们常常发现哦，在这个带领慕道者当中哦，最难的是跟进工作。
And many a times we realize when we bring truth seekers to the church, the hardest part is to upkeep.
比方说我们现在如果你问这个教会负责人呢，我们的慕道朋友的这个名单呢，几十个。
So for example, if you ask the board members of the church, they will give you a list of the truth seekers in our church, which has many.
但是这个几十个慕道朋友怎么去跟进，这个是大问题。
But with these names, how would we follow up?
那跟进是什么意思？
What is it to follow up?
跟进就是一个灵性很成熟的信徒跟一个慕道朋友建立个人的关系，然后不断的帮助他信仰一直成长。
Following up is to have a mature believer stay with a truth seeker and continue to help them grow in their spirituality.
所以这跟进的工作可以用两个比喻。
So there are two parables that we can use in terms of following up.
第一个，我们要跟进慕道者，我们就是在做师父。
So the first example is if we are to follow up, we are like their masters.
那他们就好像徒弟。
And they are like the servants.
所以我们本身要有一些功夫啊，你才有办法教你的徒弟。
And you need to have certain types of skills in order to teach them onto your servants.
所以这个我们本身要准备。
And so this is our preparation.
那第二个哈，这个要跟进慕道朋友，我们好像在做父母。
Secondly, it's as if we are like parents.
那他们这个初信的或者慕道朋友好像是小孩子。
And the truth seekers are like our children.
那我们要把他栽培，让他能够长大。
And we need to tend to them so that they can grow.
所以从圣经看起来哈，传福音没有条件，大家都可以做。
So when we refer to the Bible, there's no condition to preach because everyone can do so.
但是要跟进就有条件。
But in order to follow up, there are conditions.
没有，我们如果没有一直学习，一直在成长，没有办法跟进。
If we ourselves do not grow constantly, we are unable to do the work of follow up.
好像说我们现在做父母越来越难。
For example, nowadays it's harder to be parents.
所以因为社会啊越来越进步。
Because the society has advanced.
那你就发现我们的小孩子啊，比如说面对外面的试探引诱越来越多。
And you will find that our children is faced with many different kinds of temptations.
那你就发现做父母责任越来越大。
And you will realize that as parents, your responsibility grows larger.
所以有时候我们要跟进一些朋友，真的是越来越难。
So now it's harder and harder to follow up with friends.
但是神的帮助之下，这是绝对可能可以做得好的。
But through the aid of the Lord, this is definitely something that is possible.
那今天下午跟大家一起来学习两点。
So this afternoon, I would like to learn with you all two points.
这是我们第四次在学习这个题目。
This is the fourth time we've learned of this topic.
那我想说，我们不要太快啊，就每一次我们有很深入的来讨论。
And I wish that we can take it slow so that we can grow in depth into this discussion.
那我们要栽培慕道者，第一个要从我们本身开始。
So in order to follow up with our truth seekers, the first step is to start with ourselves.
有时候我们常常在想，我要帮忙的对象就是慕道者。
Sometimes we think to ourselves that our target is the truth seeker.
所以我们常常忘记了我本身。
And many a times we forget about ourselves.
我们一直很想慕道者让他要进步。
We hope that the truth seekers can improve.
但是我们很少想到说，我们要他进步以前，我们本身要先进步。
But we rarely realize that we ourselves need to improve before we can have someone else improve.
所以这个 真正要让跟进工作做得好，要从我们本身开始做。
So in order to maintain a true effective follow-up, we need to start with ourselves.
哦，那怎么做呢？
How do we do this?
就是我们要改变我们的生活。
We need to change our lifestyles.
哦，也就是让我们的生活，让慕道者有一个榜样可以看，可以效法。
Which is so that through our life, there is an example for the truth seekers to learn from.
我们知道信仰有两个阶段。
We know that there are two levels in faith.
啊，第一个阶段就是看人。
The first stage is looking at people.
我来这个教会，我要看这个教会里面的人好不好。
When I come to this church, I want to see the people in the church, whether they are good or bad.
然后我才来决定我要不要加入这个教会。
And then I will make the determination on whether or not I will join this church.
这是第一个阶段。
This is the first stage.
这是慕道者刚刚开始，大概全部都一样。
This is approximately the same with all the truth seekers who come.
所以为什么说我们要跟进他，我们本身需要有一个榜样。
And that is why when we need to follow up, we ourselves must set an example.
因为神他没有看到。
Because they cannot see God.
那他先要看这一群人拜神这么久，到底是怎么一群人。
They can only see the people who worship God and this group of people, what kind of people are they?
那如果他信了以后，信仰有在追求，信仰会进到第二个阶段。
And once they believe, their faith grows into the next level.
就是他已经直接到了神的面前。
Which is that they've directly came before the Lord.
对神有体验。
They have experienced God.
跟神已经建立了个人的关系。
They have their personal relationship with God.
那如果信仰到那个阶段，
Once their faith reaches that level,
旁边的人怎么样已经不是很重要。
It is not as important for how the people are around them.
哦，他来是因为他要拜神。
Because that person comes to worship God.
哦，他来教会，因为他知道救恩在这里。
That person comes because he knows salvation is here.
比方说，如果有一个医院，他真的能够医你的病。
For example, if a hospital could truly cure you.
多远这已经不是很重要了。
Doesn't matter how far this hospital is.
那里面的人对你是不是友善，这个也不是很重要。
Whether or not the people are nice is not of importance.
最重要是我病去他可以医好。
The most important is that your illness will get cured.
所以教会是让我们解决我们的罪的地方。
So the church is a place that allows us to rid of our sins.
罪就是病。
And the sin is in illness.
那罪解决以后，我们跟神可以建立很亲密的关系。
Once we get rid of the sin, we will have a closer, intimate relationship with God.
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important.
那如果达到这个阶段了，
Once we've reached this level,
那人对我好不好，这已经不重要了。
Whether or not the people are good or bad is really of no importance.
所以一个慕道朋友要从看人，一直进到把他带到神的面前，这个就是要有师父，要有父母亲。
So for a truth seeker to go from the level of looking at people around them to the level of not caring about the people around them, you need a master to guide them.
让他能够赶快超越人，然后进到神面前。
So that they can surpass this level and enter into the level with God.
所以我们在带领慕道者，不是带领他认识谁。
So when we bring our truth seekers to church, we do not take them to get to know people.
到最后的目标是要让他认识神。
The final result is for them to recognize God.
让认识基督的身体就是真教会。
To recognize that the church is the body of God, which is the true church.
那教会的什么工人呢？不认识没有关系。
And it is really of no importance whether or not they know the people or the holy workers in the church.
我们教会有一个特别，我们教会不是人在吸引人。
So our church has a very unique aspect, which is not.That the attraction is in the people.
我们教会是神在吸引的。
Our church attracts people through God.
我们大家大概有人看过这个 TV 里面的这些传道人。
I'm sure many of you have seen on televised preachers.
它里面的特色大部分都是人在吸引的。
The aspect that they have usually is people attracting people.
有的真的很有口才。
Many of them are very well spoken.
虽然他讲的跟圣经不太一样，吸引很多人。
Although they might not really relate to what the Bible teaches, but they attract much.
比方说 Garden Grove 有一个叫做Crystal Cathedral 这个玻璃水晶会堂。
For example, in Garden Grove, there's a Christian cathedral, a crystal cathedral.
那这个人啊，他专门讲圣经中的积极思想。
And this person emphasizes on very
positive
thinking in the Bible.
他不讲救恩。
The person does not talk about salvation.
哇，好多人看。
Many people view.
全世界都在看。
And the whole world will view this program.
他吸引很多人。
He attracts many people.
那后来他大概退休还是离世。
And in the end, he either retired or passed away.
他那个电视台的广播就结束了。
So the televised program ended.
所以一般的教会是人在吸引人。
So many of the common churches will attract through their people.
但是我在我们教会里面呢，工人常常换来换去，信徒不会走。
But in our church, a lot of the holy workers will rotate, but yet the members do not leave.
因为我们知道神在这里，救恩在这里。
That is because we know God is here and salvation is here.
所以我们在做跟进工作，到最后就是在带领慕道的达到这个阶段。我来真耶稣教会不是人。吸引我是神在这里。
So our effective follow-up, the end result should be that the truth seeker will realize that the church attracts him through God, not people.
那开始的这个阶段里面呢，我们要带慕道者，就是我们的榜样。
But in the beginning stage, when we lead truth seekers to the church, we must show by example.
所以带慕道者我们自己会进步。
So when we lead truth seekers, we ourselves will improve.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为你如果没有带慕道者来早上聚会几点来都一样。
Because if you do not bring truth seekers, it doesn't matter what time you come to church in the morning.
比如说我在领会看，哎，奉主耶稣圣名开始，大概来了一半。
Sometimes when I'm leading the sermon, I say in the name of Jesus Christ, we start, and half of the members are here.
第一次祷告完，大概来了三分之二。
And after the first prayer, about two-thirds will show up.
最后一次祷告完，百分之百来了。
And after the last prayer, I'll see that 100% of the members showed up.
因为我们没有带慕道者，你就反正慢来，教会也不会把你怎么样。
Because we do not bring truth seekers, so when we come to the church later, it doesn't really matter.
但是如果我们开始带慕道者，
But when we start bringing truth seekers,
你就会发现我们慢来教会很不好意思。
You will realize it is very embarrassing to bring them here late.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为我们带他要到真耶稣教来慕道。
Because we are bringing them to the true Jesus Church to truth seek.
我们一定会想要让他对我们教会有一个好的印象。
We wish to have them have a good perspective of our church.
让他会觉得这个地方会吸引他。
So that they will be attracted to come here.
那这样我们带慕道者自己会进步。
So when we bring truth seekers, we ourselves will improve.
因为我们会很注重我们自己的榜样。
Because we will emphasize more on our own behavior.
第二个。
Secondly.
我们如果没有慕道者。
If we do not have truth seekers.
我们常常发现比方中午吃饭你什么都可以谈。
We will realize that at lunchtime, you can talk about almost anything.
有的在谈政党，有的谈经济，有的这个什么都谈。
Some will talk about politics, or some will talk about finances, everything.
那有的就谈人的隐私。
Or some will share secrets of others.
但是当我们开始带慕道朋友，
But when we bring truth seekers to church,
我们就发现有一些你不能谈。
We will realize there are things that we cannot talk about.
我们有一个慕道朋友，他差不多快要洗礼了。
We had a truth seeker who was almost at the point of being baptized.
要报名完第二天，他说他不洗礼啊。
And the person registered, but then the second day changed his mind.
因为昨天在聚会的时候，他看到两个信主很久的弟兄在那里讨论政党。
Because the day before, during service, he saw two members discussing politics.
然后他所忠于的政党跟这两个讨论很热闹的是不同党。
And the side that he was on was opposites of what they were talking about.
所以他以为教会里面的人都是属于某一种颜色的。
So the truth seeker thought that majority of the members belong to this group.
所以他就我这样我不洗礼。
So he decided not to be baptized.
所以我们没有带慕道者，你发现好像什么都可以谈。
So without bringing truth seekers, you will realize you will talk about almost anything.
但是你一带慕道者来。
But once you bring them,
你就要开始想我这样谈让他会有什么影响。是正面还是负面？
You will start to think whether your discussions will have a positive or negative impact on them.
忽然间我们就会很谨慎。
And all of a sudden you will be aware.
那谨慎久了就变成我们的习惯。
And then it will become a habit.
我们如果讲话很 loose 哦，随便讲也会变习惯。
If you talk very loosely, it will often become a habit.
所以带慕道者对我们有帮助。
So bringing them to church helps us.
我们会很谨慎。
Because we will be aware.
比方说，如果没有慕道者。
For example, if there are no truth seekers.
我们有时候别人的隐私也拿出来谈。
Sometimes we bring up discussions of others' secrets.
啊，谁跟谁要结婚了？
So-and-so is marrying so-and-so.
所以他们没有这样讲啊。
But they didn't announce it.
这是怎么听来我们就讲了。
This is something I heard and I go and say it.
但是如果我们带慕道者来。
But if we bring truth seekers.
我们就不能乱讲。
We cannot just say, make false statements.
因为这个慕道者来一听啊，你们教会都在讲这个，哦，那我不要来。
Because they will hear that all you do is gossip, so I will not wish to come.
讲人的隐私，讲那个人都不愿意人知道的事情。
You talk about secret matters or things that people do not wish to hear.
那他就不来了。
Then the person will not come.
所以我们一旦带慕道者来，我们自己会进步。
So when we bring truth seekers, we ourselves will improve.
那有时候我们带没有慕道者来，我们什么都讲。
So at times when there are no truth seekers, we will talk about anything.
有的人每一次都讲负面的。
And some people will always be very negative.
讲到教会，好像教会里面没有一个好人。
To the point where it seems like there's no one good person in church.
谁是好人？
Who is a good person?
专门讲的那个，只有他是好人。
The person that is speaking is the only good person.
但是当我们开始带慕道者来
，But when we start bringing truth seekers,
我们就开始想，我们讲的要让他得到造就。
We will start to think that the words that come out of our mouths should edify them.
其实教会有很多很好的信徒。
Actually, in the church, there are many very good members.
每一些信徒都有很好的优点。
And many, many members have their own qualities.
那我们就会讲一些比较正面的。
So they will talk about positives.
让他听了得到造就。
So that the person will be edified.
所以这个我们开始要带慕道者来，我们就会想到我们一定要有一个榜样，让他来学习效法。
So when we start bringing truth seekers, we will think of examples that we should show for them to follow.
所以这个带慕道者对我们有帮助。
So this indeed will help us.
那好的榜样啊，会让我们的教导很有力量。
And good examples will allow us to have power in our teachings.
所以我们在看慕道者来，看到我们地方教会里面，哇，每个人都很好。
So when the truth seeker come, they will see that everyone is of good virtue.
大家都很和睦。
Everyone is harmonious.
他就发现世界上最平安的地方是教会。
They will realize that the most peaceful place in the world is the church.
你看到每一个团体到最后都会有纷争。
You will notice that every congregation in the end will have separations.
You know, 每一个人都有私心。
Because every individual has their own thinkings.
有私心啊，私心啊，这个 selfish.
Has the selfishness.
有私心到最后一定会有意见不一样，会纷争。
In the end, everyone will have differences of opinions and they will divide.
但是只有我们在教会里面。
Only in the church.
我们只有一个共同的目标。
There is only one goal,
就是让神的名得到荣耀
which is to glorify the name of the Lord,
让神的旨意得到实现
which is to fulfill the fulfillment of the Lord.
所以如果一个慕道朋友来到教会啊，他看到大家很和睦
So when a truth seeker comes to church and sees that everyone is harmonious,
他就发现社会上没有一个团体是这样的
That person will realize that there is no other congregation in the world that is like this.
然后我们要教导他，我们在教会里面呢、啊。这个就是神在我们当中的一个证明。
And it will teach, show them that in our organization, this is because the Lord is here and abiding with us.
这就是很有力量的教导。
This is a teaching that is empowered.
那坏的榜样好像毒疮。
So bad examples are like gangrene.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的十四节
Chapter 2 verse 14
你们要回使众人回想这些事在主面前嘱咐他们不可为言语争辩这是没有益处的只能败坏听见的人
Keep reminding them of these things warn them before God against quarreling about words it has no value and only ruins those who listen
在教会里面不要为言语争辩这没有益处的
In the church, there's no meaning in quarreling about words.
或者为事情争辩。
Or to quarrel about matters.
这个对慕道朋友有时候没有好的影响。
This has no good positive impact on the truth seekers.
比方说，有一个教会。
For example, there's a church.
不管谁煮饭，都有很多弟兄姊妹说啊，感谢主，你们煮得很好。其实有一些已经烧焦了。
Whoever cooks, it doesn't matter who cooks, but people will praise them and say, "Thank the Lord, you cooked well." But even though the food is burnt,
那煮的很高兴。
And the person who is cooking is happy.
牧道者来发现说，哎，你这个教会很特别，连弟兄都在煮饭。
And the truth seekers will come and say that this church is unique because the brothers are cooking.
那也有一个教会啊，弟兄自愿去煮饭，煮完饭这个说啊太咸了，那个这个说啊怎么煮烧焦了。
And there's another church where the brother volunteered to cook, but then after cooking, people will criticize the food.
那一群弟兄那一次就罢工了，下一次不煮了。
So that group of brothers decided they will never cook again.
所以这教会我们不要争辩。
So in our church, there shouldn't be quarreling.
这个争辩好像是坏的榜样，好像毒娼。
That is a bad example, which is just like gangrene.
好，第二章的十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
他们的话，十六节。但远避世俗的虚谈，这等人进到更不敬虔的地步。
Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly.
这里讲要远避世俗的虚谈。
Here says to avoid godless chatter.
这个世俗的虚谈有几种。
There are a few different godless chatters.
就是在谈算命啦。
For example, to talk about fortune.
然后看这个风水啦。
To talk about different
风水。这个是世俗的虚谈。
This is godless chatter.
信耶稣每一天都是好日，只要你方便。
So as long as you believe in the Lord, every day is good.
信耶稣，你房子朝东西南北都可以，只要你觉得好。
If you believe in the Lord, regardless of which north, south, east, west your house faces, it is good.
这很自由啊。
So you're free.
但是如果有人呢故意要谈啊，什么是好，什么不好，这个是世俗的虚谈。
But if someone will discuss whether this is good or this is bad, then that is godless chatter.
所以这个要。我们在教会啊，要有坏榜样子不好。
So in the church, these are bad examples.
好，那第二个，我们要栽培牧道者，我们本身要成长。
So secondly, in order to follow up with the truth seekers, we must grow ourselves.
你知道我们这里有很多的 baby。
You can see that we have a lot of babies in the church.
你仔细看哦 ，baby 上个月跟这个月有什么不同
？If you look closely.Are they any different from last month to this month?
去年跟今年有什么不同?
Or from last year to this year?
一定不同。
They are for sure different.
为什么不同?
Why are they different?
因为他在成长。
Because the baby is growing.
你如果看到一个 baby, 三个月都没有改变。
If you see a baby and for 3 months there's no change,
哇，这个父母就忧虑了。
Then the parents will be worried.
没有改变就是没有成长。
Because if they have not changed, there is no growth.
但是有时候我们看自己。
But when we look at ourselves,
去年跟今年，我的信仰有改变吗？
From last year to this year, has our faith grown?
有时候我们才发现，这真的很自己觉得很羞耻啊，我们信仰没有在进步。
Sometimes we think about this and we realize our faith has not improved.
因为没有改变，
has not changed.
所以这个我们要跟进别人，我们本身要成长。
So in order to water others, we ourselves must grow.
那这个成长几个表现？
And there are a few aspects to growth.
有时候小孩子啊，你看不晓得小孩是这个是爸爸妈妈是谁，你仔细看，长大了看起来越来越像。
And when you look at a child, you'll see in the beginning you do not really know who their parents are, but when they start to grow, you will notice who they are. Who
如果你看一个小孩子哦，看起来也不像爸爸，不像妈妈，这可能有问题。
If you look at a child and they grew, but they do not look like the father or the mother, then sometimes there's a problem.
那我们如果有成长，我们的身上会有基督的样式。
So when we grow ourselves, we will have the image of God upon us.
那这个成长的那个过程就是一种体验。
And this progress and growth is also an experience.
你有没有听过人啊，经过患难之后说啊，我过去很骄傲。
Have you heard of anyone say after a tribulation that they were haughty in the past?
我现在才知道谦卑。
And that I now realize that I need to humble myself.
真的有人这样讲。
There are people who say these things.
这个就是成长。
This is a type of growth.
这个就是体验。
This is experience.
你有没有听过人讲，我现在才觉得人生很虚空。
Have you heard people say in the past that now I realize that it is vain, our lives are in vain? In the past, I pursue after materialistic things.
现在, 他觉得很虚空,
now they feel vain. This is a type of growth.
那我们有在成长啊,
in order to guide the truth seekers to grow, we ourselves must grow.
那生命有成长, 我们才有吸引力, 才有影响力。
And for our lives to grow, that then there is that attraction.
因为越成长越像耶稣, 然后在灵里面, 我们就 灵性比较高, 他就,
because the more and more we are of the image of God, the more and more the truth seekers will start to learn from us.
如果慕道者在我们身上看不到我们比他高, 在灵性上, 比他好,
if the truth seekers cannot see that our spirituality is higher than their level, then what is there to learn?
所以生命的成长我们就有吸引力,
so the growth in the growth of life, we will then have this attraction for them.
这是很自然的,
this is normal.
那最后一个,
lastly,
我们生命有成长, 我们就会带来新的分享跟造就。
If we have growth in our life, then we will bring new sharing and new edification.
因为我有新的体验,
because we have new experiences.
在知识上跟恩典上都有新的体验, 新的感受。
In our grace and our knowledge, we all have new experiences.
如果我们常常跟牧道朋友可以讲很多, 说我最近, 我上个礼拜, 最近体验讲给你听。
And then we can tell the truth seekers many and share with them many of our experiences of what happened.
让他感觉到神是昨天的神, 活着, 今天还是活着。
So that they can realize that the Lord is the same Lord that lives today as well as yesterday.
所以我们每次听到人体会到神的恩典啊, 那个体验都是很有力量。
So when we hear of people's experiences, a lot of that has power.
那慕道朋友能够常常有这个新的, 别人跟他讲一些新的体验啊, 这个对他来讲是很有力量, 可以造就他的灵性。
And the truth seekers will be able to be edified through hearing of these experiences.
所以有效的栽培工作要从自我开始。
So effective follow-up starts from ourselves.
第一点,
first point,
我们本身要有榜样。
We need to show an example.
第二点,
second,
我们本身要成长。
We need to grow.
这样我们就能够做很好的, 跟进工作。
So that we can have true effective follow-up.
那我们现在请, 我们要分作, 锦州知识来分组, 是英文分一组, 我们到餐厅去。
So we will now divide into groups, the English in the chat in the fellowship hall.
Grace是不是在这里?
在教课。
在教课。 英文谁要带领? 英文请叶弟兄。
brother, 也可以带领英文好不好? The English.
不是这里，它那里有那个highlight哈。那中文分作两组，在餐厅啊，英文在餐厅。
So the English Bible study is in the back.